Michael Bennett is seeking his second term, and El Paso County Commissioner and lawyer Daryl Glenn came into this race as an underdog. While Glenn has a compelling personal story, overcoming an abusive childhood and joining the Air Force, he's not widely known.
Michael Bennett will go down in Colorado history books. However he goes down for his accomplishments, he will certainly go down for his luck.
That's independent political analyst Eric Sonderman.
He has been a very lucky politician in terms of the opponents he's drawn.
Daryl Glenn bills himself as a pro-life, Christian, constitutional conservative, and a person who loves the Second Amendment. But Sonderman says he hasn't done enough to reach out to the moderate center, a group Glenn needs if he expects to win.
Daryl Glenn appealed to the hearts and souls of the most conservative elements of the Republican Party. That was sufficient to win a nomination, but as we're seeing in the presidential race, winning a nomination and being a viable general election candidate are very different deals.
It doesn't help that Glenn has been somewhat reluctant to work with the media. He has refused to do interviews with several media outlets, and he also blacklisted the Denver Post and turned down a debate hosted by the Post, saying its reporting on his past was inaccurate. But his opponent, Michael Bennett, has also refused to participate in debates with CBS 4 News and Colorado Public Television and the Pueblo Chieftain.
And the media is free publicity. You get to put your voice out there.
Dominic DiZutti works for Colorado Public Television and organizes debates. He says media exposure is especially critical for a challenger, and he thinks Glenn's strategy is baffling.
And I don't think it's going to be very surprising on November 9th when we see Michael Bennett walk straight into a second term.
DiZutti says he understands why Bennett would be media averse. He has a safe lead in polls, and campaigns often want to keep their candidate quiet to avoid unscripted moments. But DiZutti faults Bennett and says he's putting politics first.
I think sometimes there is a duty above strategy. The idea that candidates for a statewide position to represent the state of Colorado for 6 years would consider turning down an opportunity to answer questions with big, large-scale media partnerships is astonishing to me.
Senator Bennett and Glenn debated each other in front of a crowd in Grand Junction, but have only done one televised debate. It was for KUSA Channel 9. Brandon Ritteman was one of the moderators.
The main thing about debates and their main value for voters is that it's a large block of unscripted time on multiple topics in which their opponent is right there ready to offer a contrasting view. You know, the pressure not to avoid a question is greater.
For this story, Glenn's campaign did not respond to a request for comment, and Bennett's campaign says they do feel he's done enough voter outreach and debates. Democratic voter Kathy Traugott and Republican Mark Clark were in the audience for the only televised debate. She says the more information, the better.
I wish there had been more information out there. I don't feel like there is actually a lot of information out there, but I'm always interested in just hearing the positions they have on different issues, anything that's really substantive.
But Clark says he doesn't think more debates or public forums would even make much difference because he doesn't think people would tune in.
I don't think voters really want to take the time to find out what's going on. I think that's sad because if you look at Afghanistan, and you see little kids hanging on to a U.S. Marine's pants leg so he can walk across the street to get to class. And these people are voting, and they may die because of a suicide bomb or whatever. Those people get it. And I think we take it for granted our freedoms.
And Colorado Public Television's DiZutti says maybe the public is partly to blame. He says if voters accept silence from candidates or are fine with 30-second television ads, then that's what they'll get. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.